Recording stopped.
It's 1 o'clock on the dot. Members, you are all welcome. And members of the Department of Justice, Mr. Robertson and his team, Dr. Lutz from the Parliamentary Legal Services, and everybody who's watching at home and on the virtual platform, you are all welcome. Members, I thought that you might have received a legal opinion from Dr. Lutz. I think it was not Dr. Lutz, from Mr. Adikari. It was distributed, I think, yesterday. I would suggest that before we go into the bill, maybe Dr. Lutz take us through the legal opinion. Because it has serious, it has implication on how we proceed. What are the views of the members on that?
Great, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Swart, other members?
Agree, Chair.
Thank you very much. Mr. Roberts, sorry to... I think let's Dr. Lutz, are you ready to present?
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Good afternoon, members. Chair, I'm going to do my best. I have a little bit of a technical snag. My laptop's motherboard like decided to stop working yesterday. So I have the rough notes that I made on the opinion, but I unfortunately don't have access to the opinion that was sent out. So with Chair and the members' permission, I will relay the gist of the opinion. And if there's any other questions, perhaps I can just supplement tomorrow additional information. Will that be in order, Chairperson?
What was the last part?
If there's any additional information that members require that I don't have access to right now, if I could supplement that tomorrow, if that is in order, but I'll give the gist now.
Yeah, you know, I think the opinion was circulated to members yesterday. If you can give us the gist and maybe be ready to take any questions, then you can, if you so wish, supplement it tomorrow.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, then what we did is after the public hearings, it became apparent that with the cultural and religious concerns raised by the members of the public, that we had to go look at what the impact could be on potential tagging considerations. When the bill was tagged initially, it was done so under the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act of 2003. And since the committee has started working on the bill, the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act of 2019 has become operational. So we had to go look at the extended bill, the public comments, and then how that would fit into the new structure of that act. And in terms of section 39.1A of that act, if something directly affects traditional or Khoisan communities or pertains to customary law and customs of and that will have to be referred, like a bill will have to be referred to the traditional council. And because cannabis has such a strong presence in traditional communities and in the Khoisan communities, our officers took the opinion that given the extended scope of the bill, and with it going forward then, and with the National Assembly having given permission for that scope to be extended and the public coming back with those comments, that the bill has changed in character to such an extent since it was introduced and originally tagged, that we are now in a situation where the committee would need to refer that then for input from the traditional leaders for that community and cultural and religious perspective. And that then is triggered by, or triggers Joint Rule 163, Redworth National Assembly Rule 286, which gives the committee that power and that responsibility to refer it to the ITM for consideration for referral to the House. I don't have the timeline in front of me, Chair, but that would like that would stagger the committee's consideration of the bill, because the traditional House would have to have the opportunity to consider that extended version and come back then with comments that could impact on how the committee finalizes that cultural and religious section of the bill. We also in the opinion made reference to the fact that depending on how the formulation of commercialization like comes out at the end, when the committee adopts the A list, we'll have to do a check and see if the JTM needs to be alerted to the potential shift in tagging from 75 to 76. That won't necessarily impact the committee's process now, but once the A-list has been adopted by the committee, we need to do an assessment of whether there was a pause, and I'm sure Advocate Robertson will elaborate how that changes and if that changes with the commercialization in giving guidelines for future legislation. And depending on how much predetermination is in those parameters, there could be the possibility of trade being impacted. But we'll only be able to make that assessment once we have the A list and the wording that has been approved by the committee. Then we could like alert the JTM, and going forward, the JTM may say to the national and the NCOP, but they need to follow a 70 process instead of a 75 process. So what's from our perspective important for the committee at this stage is the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act implications, and that we think that House should be alerted through the JTM to the fact that the impact of the cultural and religious extension of the bill now triggers those communities and their interests more so than it did when it was initially tabled and purely had a direction or the view of giving effect to the Constitutional Court's judgment. The bill has subsequently kind of expanded and become a character of its own that goes beyond the Constitutional Court's judgment, and that thing gives that concern. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. So in that legal opinion, you said that will take about 60 working days.
Yes, Chairperson, yes.
The House of Traditional Leaders has up to 60 working days to make their comments.
Yes, but there is a possibility that they do so quicker, but that's what the legislation allows them as a maximum.
Okay. Should I allow members or Mr. Roberts at this time? Maybe Mr. Roberts, so that members can have a fuller picture. Mr. Roberts, do you want to make any comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, I do agree with Dr. Lewis. Bill must be referred to the House of Traditional Leaders, since the proposed clause 1B do affect culture and religion. This was also considered during the drafting of proposals or amendments to the bill. One will see that in terms of the previous clause 1A, which is now clause 10 of the bill, there is a provision that the national legislation that implements commercialization must provide for cultural and religious use of cannabis. This, in effect, then defers Clause 1B, or now Clause 11 of the bill, that do provide for cannabis for such use. There's also, and I will discuss it later, certain concerns that were raised in respect of Clause 1B. But in general, I do agree with Dr. Lewis. Thank you.
Yes. No, I think at this point, we must generally confine ourselves to this issue of the bill being referred to the House of Traditional Leaders. So members, any comments? Honorable Swart?
No, Chair, I agree with the opinion. I think the bill has a massive impact on a number of communities. If you take into account the Amapondo communities and the impact that the bill will have on them as well as religious communities, I think it is very important that it does be referred to the House. But then obviously the next question is the possible reclassification as a Section 76 bill. That is a second issue that needs to be considered then. Is that on the assumption that it's reclassified and then referred, because that in itself is a process. So I just need clarity on that. I'm in agreement of the referral. And then does that then mean that we have to wait or do we continue our deliberations? I would just need clarity on that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm covered. Only one point. I didn't hear the time frame that the bill will be going to the House. Okay, the time frame that we have to meet.
Up to 60 working days.
Which is 2 months.
Just over 2 months, because we have to exclude weekends and any holidays in between.
Okay. All right, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lutz. Issues. Hello? Oh.
Yeah,
yes, Dr. Lutz. The issues that were raised by Honorable Swart.
Yes, Chair. It's basically a two-prong referral situation that we're sitting with now. The traditional aspects and that can go to the JTM, the committee can alert the JTM, and that can go to the traditional House right now. That doesn't change at the moment the 75 tagging aspect. When our office does a tagging opinion, we comment on two aspects, whether it's a 75, 76, or 77. That's the one aspect. And then we comment on whether a bill affects traditional communities in terms of the legislation. So those are two aspects. And at the moment, our one aspect of our original opinion changed because the scope of the bill has changed. So it's only the traditional house aspect currently that has changed and needs to be alerted to the JTM. Then once the committee has finalized its deliberations on the bill as a whole, and the A-list has been adopted by the committee, our office can do an assessment as to the actual impact of the commercialization, whether it regulates trade to the extent that it affects the schedule for concurrent consideration or scope of trade. But that's something that we can only do later then. And then once that A-list part is done, then we can, if so necessary, the committee can alert the JTM that there's a potential that the 75 needs to change to the 76. So it's two separate aspects that both could potentially impact the original tagging opinion, but the one is not linked to the other one per se. So the committee can start can alert the JTM to the fact that it's of the opinion that this bill in its extended format should go to the traditional house for comment and start that ball rolling. And we can continue also with crafting on the bill and working on issues that the committee would like, and then take the comments of the house when that comes in on board to the extent that necessary and finalize the A-list. And then at that stage, we can make a call on whether the JTM needs to be alerted that the impact on the NCOP would change. So it won't, that aspect won't change anything now for the committee, because the decisions the committee takes now on the scope of commercialization will ultimately determine whether it's necessary for the JTM to consider that the NCOP process changes. But that we can only do further down the line. So two different aspects, both speak to tagging, but they aren't like linked necessarily. I hope that assists Chairperson.
Yeah, are you clarified, Honorable Swart?
Yes, thank you, Chair. It's much clearer. Thank you.
It's much clearer. Now, Dr. Lotz, the process of referring the bill to the House of Traditional Leaders, is it? Should we write straight to the House, or it must be via the National Assembly?
Chair, as far as I understand it, but from the committee section side, perhaps our colleagues can assist as well, because that's very procedural. As far as I understand it, the rules would allow the committee to alert the JTM. I take guidance from the committee secretaries on that aspect, because they know the routes better. So perhaps they can look into the rules and the actual application of the rules and find out whether that has to go through the House or just can go directly to the JTM. As I read it, writing to the JTM should be sufficient, but I will concede to anything they say otherwise.
Okay. Mr. Romano, would you want to answer now, or would you want to be given time to look at the rules and come back with a considered view?
Chairperson, as far as I remember, the rules provide that we can consult the JTM. We don't have to go by the House.
Okay. So, which means would I be correct, members and Dr. Lutz and committee secretary, that we can't proceed now with the bill? We have to follow that process and refer it to the House of Traditional Leaders via the process as outlined by the committee secretary, which would take anything between a day and 60 working days. Then thereafter, we would consider the bill with the views that would have been expressed by the House of Traditional Leaders. It's important that that House is a creature of statute. It should be respected as we respect public comments. That we allow that time. We know that we would have loved to finalize the bill now, but I think the failure to observe that particular process can be fatal to the whole parliamentary process of dealing with this bill. So it's important that all technical and procedural aspects are correctly followed so that the product is as good as the process. Would that be in order, members?
Yes, Chair. And if our secretaries can start as of now or yesterday, so that maybe it might happen that it won't even take that 60 days.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, members. Is there a contrary view to that? No. Yes, so the committee secretariats, we will work together to ensure that all procedural aspects are adhered to, and JTM is informed, and the bill is transmitted to the House of Traditional Leaders. And when we have received comments from them, then we will be able to reconvene again and work through the bill. That would have an impact on the program. One of the reasons why we did not bring the program for adoption today, it was partly this issue, because we wanted to get the guidance from the committee and the committee decision, and also to receive a report from the legal services on the bills that have got constitutional court deadlines. Because I think waiting for the department to bring bills, I think it's also not working to our favor as parliament. And I think members would have received an opinion on the Sonke judgment, which places responsibility to pass bills really on parliament, not on the executive. So we thought that we must get a briefing from the legal services to say which other bills might have constitutional court deadlines between now and end of next year, because 2024 might not be, I don't think parliament might be meeting to pass bills or laws. So we must use this time and end of next year to ensure that we try and meet all court deadlines. Already we are in serious trouble with the JICS bill, but we will discuss that tomorrow. So that would have an impact on how our program is going to be, because for instance, we have to take out now all the days that were set aside for this bill, and readjust the program and ensure that other things are included in the program. That is the reason why we did not adopt the program for the term in the first day of the sitting. I hope members would understand. Any comments, members?
Steve, sorry.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. Have we dealt with the? I appreciate the fact that we will not be able to continue deliberations on the cannabis bill. I just wanted to find out when it is now referred to the traditional house. Do the submissions that we've already received from various traditional leaders, are they included in that reference? There's a lot of concern amongst our Mponda community and others. So I just wanted to understand, I suppose we have no input on that process. That will be guided by Mr. Robertson. Do we have any information about that process of submissions that we've already received relating to that being passed on? maybe it's best just to say that's a possibility, that some of those submissions that form part of already the public submissions should form part of the discussions with the traditional house. But we can't dictate how that should happen, I presume. But on your broader context of the program, I am in agreement with the fact that we haven't finalized the program. I share your concerns about the Constitutional Court deadlines. I was taken to task, I'm afraid, in the WIPS meeting because raising these issues, I was accused of being the whip for the Justice Committee, which I'm not. These issues of Constitutional Court deadlines have been raised. They were raised as part of the training of members. It's a high level, but the mechanism I don't think is there sufficiently. And when you consider the postponement decision in the electoral bill, the Constitutional Court made it very clear that it's not good enough for Parliament to say we're waiting for the executive. Parliament itself must pass bills, even if it's a committee bill. So in granting that extension in the electoral bill, reluctantly, the Constitutional Court said it's up to Parliament now to step up its game. And I think that is the challenge we're sitting with that Correctional Services, the Sonka judgment. So I'm in agreement with you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much for pushing that agenda for Parliament. I think they were wrongly accusing you for being a whip of justice. You were really pushing an agenda that Parliament should be seized with, because sooner or later we are going to face a serious crisis, because some of these Constitutional Court bills, in fact, judgments, there might be a serious gap in the law, which can create serious havoc. And so it's important that Parliament should really step up its game. It's very important. So I do think that even in the last budget vote, we did raise the issue, even about JICs, and we've been raising it since the start of this term, where we received bills very late from the executive, including this one, the cannabis bill. It arrived, I think, a week or days before the deadline. So I do think that that issue is very important, that Parliament should really step up its game and ensure that its responsibility, it take it very seriously. But you asked a question. I'm not sure whether Mr. Roberts or Dr. Lutz has the answer.
Yeah, I'm not sure as to the extent of the information to be referred, but I can't see a harm in making that information already before the committee and share with regard to the communities and their interests available to the House. But once again, I will defer and concede to my colleagues from a procedural perspective, but from a legal perspective, I can't see how more information will be harmful in that extent.
Okay, I think the secretary, Mr. Dupris, do you want to say something?
Mr. Chairperson, no, nothing. Look, in terms if a bill is usually referred to the House of Traditional Leaders, it's merely the bill itself, the text, that should be referred to that House. And they consider the bill as is without taking into account the submissions. But as was indicated, there's probably no harm to submit the comments that we received to the House of Traditional Leaders. Thank you.
But if we submit the comments that we have received, most of those people are their subjects. So won't they have their own processes of getting views from their own people and respond to the bill accordingly?
Yes, Chairperson. I assume they would have their own internal processes, but I don't know if Mr. Roberts can assist, but I'm not privy to those processes. So that is a possibility.
Yeah. Look, I'm not averse to us doing things in a transparent way, but let's make sure that in doing so, we don't create other unintended consequences. Well, I do think that the intention was that the bill should be referred to the House of Traditional Leaders. Now, if you take the comments from a particular section, others would say why our comments have not been also referred to. So maybe we might open another can of worms. But if the committee feels that no, that is the right thing to do, it's fine. But I thought that the best way would be to refer the bill to the House of Traditional Leaders, and they look at their own internal processes of how they respond to the bill as referred to them by the committee.
Chair, maybe that is the wiser approach, given the fact that we've got lots of different submissions. Mm-hmm. And I would assume what I was referring to was specifically submissions from leaders of traditional communities. And I think they would, of their own accord, respond to the invitation that the traditional house will then extend. So I think it is a wiser approach, maybe not to refer all the submissions because of what you're saying. So I withdraw that request. But I'm sure that in the normal course, traditional houses, such as the Omopondo, will respond, given the fact that they've got a very intrinsic interest in this matter. Thank you, Jay.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Swart. Honorable Taylor, is that a new hand or an old hand?
It's an old hand, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you very much. I think, members, we have come to the end of the meeting. Tomorrow, we will only be dealing with the legal services. The issue we have just dealt with now, because they will have to brief us in detail about the bills, in fact, the court deadlines that are before them. So that will be the only item. So it will be quite a quick meeting. The other issue is that in terms of the program, but it was never communicated to you in terms of the invitation. The program indicates that on Friday would be meeting, but that has been postponed because we're informed that the Women's Parliament is sitting on Friday. So we will have to find another day. So with the program the program, the way it is now, there will be a lot of redrafting. So we'll find another time to accommodate that issue that we're supposed to deal with on Friday. So members, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Moilo.
Moilo.
Recording stopped.